And this bloke would have been probably just getting home from the Rod Stewart concert last night too. He's joining us for the first time on our program this year. Cal Toomey from AFL.com. Good morning to you.
Maggie May was brilliant, Tim. Look, it's good to be here. It's good to be chatting with you and also ahead of the season as well. Some exciting games this weekend. And we have our focus, of course, on what's going to happen throughout the year on a trade draft free agency front too.
Yeah. Ooh, I tell you, Cody's come on very serious. Very business-like.
Business.
This is the new calculating Cal, is it?
No, I'm just working into things. I can't match your excitement for the year, Gaz, so I just wanted to come in at a different level.
Okay, did you go to the Harry Styles concert?
I was there at Harry Styles.
Yes. Okay,
how many times?
Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran fan myself. I was at Lord on the weekend, though. I don't know if you guys are fans of Lord, but...
Lord.
Where was she performing?
Yep. She was at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl on Saturday night. And, yeah, Harry, a couple of weeks ago. Did you go to Harry, Tim?
No, I didn't need to. I just watched everybody sort of walking past me at Marvel Stadium. That was enough for me.
Yeah, there's still some feathers flying around. Have you noticed that? The feather boas down Docklands area?
Apparently the merch was just walking. Walking it was.
Calculating Cal is our music correspondent and AFL.com.au's number one man inside trading. It's live on the AFL website now. I know it's early doors. It's a bit speculative, but I know you, Calculating. The stuff you put up is not just speculative. There's something going on. Darcy Parrish, what's happening there?
It is early doors, Gaz, but as we know, the clubs are talking about this for many weeks already, and you have to be in it to win it pretty early in the season. But Darcy Parrish is the best player pound for pound in the free agency pool, in my view. Now, we report today that he's expected to wait until deeper into the season before opening contract talks. He will be a restricted free agent at the end of the year, but isn't going to jump into discussions. He's waited till later in these contract years before, so that's not unusual practice for him. And the Bombers have made known their intent they want to sign him, but are aware of his position to focus on the start of the season as well. So, of course, he gets linked to Geelong. He's a Geelong Falcons product, but I'm sure there'll be a number of clubs who have Parrish circled as a target. It's over to the Bombers, I think, to make some inroads this year. I think he'll have a very good season this year, Parrish.
What about Ben McKay? What's going to happen there?
Going to be a massive talking point all year, Tim. Interesting case. He's only played 52 games in 7 years. Injured again, of course, as we know, but key backs who can intercept like he does are so hard to find for clubs. And if they don't have to trade for him, given he's a free agent, then they become even more attractive. So Port Adelaide has interest in McKay. They had Sava Radaglia came to join them in last year's trade period before the Cats held him to that deal. So clearly that's an area they're looking to boost. I don't think they're going to be alone, though, in terms of clubs circling McKay. He isn't rushing into talks. He had a look around at the end of last year, but committed to the Roos to see out his deal. So the other part of this, of course, is that if he was to leave and get band one compensation, sort of the $750,000 mark, it could trigger a second top five pick for North. So that's where it sits on a delicate type of discussion there.
So just give us a ballpark figure, the numbers that clubs might be offering for his services.
I think it'd be around that.
$750,000.
I think you'd have to be in the sevens to be ripping him out of North Melbourne. And I know people will say, well, he's only played 50 games, but the reality is it's just so hard for clubs to find their key defenders. And, you know, like Dan McStay getting about 600 over 5 years at Collingwood, the clubs pay a little bit more so that they don't have to trade for players.
Good point. Next Generation Academy rules, are they under review at the moment?
They are, again, a bit of a complex one, but basically clubs currently can't match bids on their next generation academy players within the top 40 of the draft. So they're in the open pool. So the example last year was that Cam McKenzie, who might debut for the Hawks this week. He looks a terrific young player. He was tied to St Kilda's next generation academy, but because he was inside the top 40, he's in the top 10 in the end. The Saints had no rights to him, but the AFL is reviewing clubs' access to their own talents as part of that NGA program. So clubs have essentially asked about their investment into the NGA system. If they only get access to draft these past pick 40 in the last third of the draft, so should they get a little bit more room to get these players? So that could change. It wouldn't be for this draft, but it would be for future ones. Remember, that rule was brought in as a bit of a reaction, I think, to the Jamari Ugle-Hagan case in 2020 when he was the number one pick. So personally, I think the top 20 would probably hit the right balance.
I tell you, St Kilda won't be happy if they do a retrospective on this. Melbourne are in the same boat with the young ruckman who ended up going to Gold Coast,
I
think.
Yeah, McAndrew.
They won't be happy if it's retrospectively comes back the other way. But anyway, we digress. Ed Richards, is he going to be locked up for the Dogs?
Yeah, run of contracts with the Dogs. They've got Darcy for a couple more years, Tom Liberatore for next year. I think they're edging towards another one as well with Ed Richards heading towards a new deal there. Likely to see him through to 2025 when he'll become a free agent. A couple of other youngsters as well set for new deals. Riley Beveridge reporting today that the Blues have got a deal there for Jesse Motlop too to continue their signing spree. Dylan Stevens has started talks at the Swans as well. So remember a couple of years ago he was quite gettable. Well, at least clubs were sniffing around for him. So he's come of age last season and talks have commenced there.
Both of the McGovern's contracts expire at the end of this year. Is there some likelihood or chance that they'll end up at the same team?
I think it's unlikely. I think that's the Cinderella story, but I don't think that's going to happen. Colin Young joined us on the first episode of Gettable last night on AFL.com.au. He's obviously Jeremy McGovern's manager. Been a big talking point, Jeremy McGovern's future, but particularly in the West, would he try and finish playing with Mitch? Cole told us last night he expects in the next 2 weeks to kick off talks with the Eagles. So an imminent deal there potentially for Jeremy McGovern, a top free agent. Obviously, it'd be a bit of a pay cut. I think he's on about $1.1, $1.2 million over his last deal. So probably be wound that back a little bit, but certainly still a star of the comp.
That's the money that you're getting at AFL.com.au. Hey, we've now added Music Guru to, you're our music correspondent as well. So we look forward to chatting with you throughout the year. Calculating Cal, enjoy the weekend's footy.
You too, guys. Good to chat.
AFL.com.au is where you'll find his best work. Inside Trading is live on the AFL website as we speak.